I hope you all had a great weekend and are looking forward to the coming week. Welcome to your daily dose, yachting, sailing, and boating news for this Monday, May 16th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now for the news. Another brief follow-up on Balloongate. Last week, you may remember the video of three crew on a charter yacht in Miami, popping balloons on the deck with the debris making its way into the water of Biscayne Bay. The video quickly went viral across social media and then found its way to mainstream news. We reported on Friday that one arrest had been made, but an update as of late Friday afternoon was that another arrest had happened as a result of the incident. The two arrests were David S. Torres, 29, who was arrested on Wednesday, and Martina Gaspaz, 26, was arrested on Friday afternoon. Both have been charged with willful disregard for the environment. In addition to those two arrests, 10 civil citations were issued to other individuals involved, totaling over 25,000 U.S. We have been following the seizures of superyachts around the world. However, not one of those seizures has been as difficult as in the case of Amadea, currently in Fiji. Last week, it looked as if the U.S. had managed to seize the yacht, but a mere days later, an appeal was launched by an investment firm claiming ownership. The courts in Fiji agreed to hear the case and scheduled a hearing for this coming week. The biggest issue facing Fiji at the moment, however, is that while this case is ongoing, the responsibility for the upkeep of the yacht lands squarely on the Fiji government, costing the country more than $655,000 a week until the true ownership of superyacht Amadeus is found. It is likely that this back and forth may continue, much to the dismay of the Fijian government, whose public prosecutor believes that ownership should be determined in an American court. Not an easy position for this small country. Currently, the middleman with a mysterious investment company headquartered in the Cayman Islands, and on the other side, the U.S. government. On Sunday, Bloomberg News released a story stating that the U.S. is claiming the ownership of both superyacht Amadea and the superyacht Shahrazad, currently held in Italy, are tied to Russian gold billionaire Suleyman Kerimov. Called a straw owner, which is a person who owns property legally or has the legal appearance of owning something, but does so on behalf of someone else, the paperwork seems to suggest that the yachts belong to Edward Kudinatov. However, upon further investigation, Kudinatov doesn't appear to have enough financial resources to maintain, let alone purchase, the two superyachts, which collectively are worth over $1 billion U.S. It looks like this legal battle is far from over. And yet, another story of Russian superyachts. On Friday, the 150 million superyacht Pacific, whose owner is on the sanction list, stopped transmitting its location after last broadcasting that it was headed to the Bahamas. Authorities believe that it in fact was headed to more Russian-friendly shores, such as Cuba or Venezuela. The act of going dark is when a vessel turns off its AIS, or automated information system, and according to the International Maritime Organization, the AIS should always be in operation when ships are underway or at anchor. And the legal ramifications that follow are heavy, not only for the yacht itself, but for the captain. The charter industry is reporting a return to pre-pandemic bookings for 2022 and 2023. As a result of 2 years of no travel, people are jumping at the chance to head to hotspots such as Croatia and Greece. Top of the list seems to be the Med and Caribbean. The boating season is just beginning in many parts across the U.S. and the Med. Already, the news stories are pouring in of fatalities due to boating accidents for one reason or another. Many of these stories have two things in common: the lack of a life jacket and alcohol. If you are one of those that refuses to take a few classes on boating safety, then at least do a Google search on boating safety and make sure that when you head out with friends and family, you are doing everything you can to ensure that the return trip includes everyone that you set out with. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Monday, May 16th. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST. I hope you have a great Monday.